We're not saying championship man flip-flops, but it is fair to say his mood is prone to regular vacillations, brought on by such key external stimuli as the last person he has just met, the last opinion piece he has just read in the local paper, or the last match he has just seen. It makes for a rich and varied life, and fortunately, for all the daring swings from the peaks of wild optimism to the troughs of deep pessimism, those moments of painful introspection tend to be but fleeting affairs, and so he can process with some facility all that a championship season can throw at him. Last Monday evening, when you crossed paths in the credit union, he was as excited as ever he has been. What did you make of the two goals the new lad got? And did you ever see the beat of high fielding in all your born days? Oh my God, we've got some right good stuff this year. Take care, would we slip in and sweep the lot? This being a quiet year and all of that. And though it pained you to burst such a well-intentioned bubble, that pernickety side of your character forced you to confess that you tended to take challenge games with a pinch of salt, even ones you didn't attend. In fact, particularly ones you didn't attend. And anyway, the other crowd, weren't they missing 6 or 7 of last year's team? A cloud immediately descended on championship man's face, that weather-vane visage that faithfully betrays every shift in his inner state. A bad man to tell a lie, they say of him. And true enough, what you see is indeed what you get. The lads with me were saying that right enough, he adds, dolefully, before changing the subject to relay the route he took to said challenge game, and how the clock said 248 miles when he pulled the car into the driveway that night, reversing it back around the front so that it would be facing for out when his wife got up first thing in the morning to do her shift at the local nursing home. On any given day, championship man can experience anything up to 25 different emotions about the team, and his best cure is to find release. If he short-circuited, he'd cease to function. So his preferred course of action is to seek out like-minded souls, ask them how they see it all going, and if there's a chance, and do they hear if the big fella got a job yet? And tell me now, man to man, did you hear anything about the row that's supposed to have taken place on the warm weather training camp? Championship man is like a certain type of child or a certain type of dog. He'll go with anyone. Thus, he is easy prey this time of the year. It is fair to say that some people seek to sell him a dummy, filling his head with tales of bust-ups in dressing rooms, unpaid expenses, managers on the verge of walking, and inter-club strife. These are seductive, if utterly painful, scenarios for poor old championship man. He loves to hear of hassle, but he hates to hear of hassle. Why is it always us, he sometimes asks. Why do we always produce headers? And why does it always make the papers? That, of course, doesn't stop him from his own instances of public correspondence. And just 2 nights ago, he told Tony, deputising for Tom on the Tell It to Tom talk shop on the local radio, that he'd picked his team for the next round. Ironically, championship man's team was exactly the same team as that which took to the field for the first round, but featured 6 personnel and 9 positional changes from the one he selected as the team that could go all the way in the local paper last February. Ah, but that's championship man for you. He'd go with anyone. He's into the swing of it now. If you meet him this weekend, he'll likely tell you something definite, like how he has never been this sure or unsure in years, before asking you what you think yourself. Be measured in your answer. Your response could darken his mood almost beyond repair. And I did say almost.